Mr. Gilmore Xulus, Hua Fei Si Lan, Hito of Shimen Bay, June 13, 1982, on Sunday.
So then you can ask, so how is the star possible? Every star is possible. So Shores is a special thing of a cosmos. The Kasim, the Sid, the Kasim, the Sid of the Hasim, the Parashi Yomi, Kasim, the Sid of the Hasim. So what is star? So let every letter be considered a star. So when is it in Pixovo? When is it star? So the Balamoya, they say, star by definition means nothing it does on its height. If let's say, two women and children, they saw how they really borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and without the way they telling them to sign the star, they just on their own, they write the letter to theirs. So that's in Pixova. The PM went Pixova. But if Levi borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Levi said to Ruben and Shimon, you execute the shtar and sign it, that I borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda, so that's not the Mizrachi. By the way, they even signed it because they were instructed by the Mizrachi, the Levi. So shtar boy, so the Mizrachi is the Levi. Shtar. Shtar Mechire or Shtar Matone, so the Mischayev is the Meche or the Meitze. So in other words, nothing. So in other words, so the Shtar by definition means that the Eidim signed it not on their own, but the Mischayev, the Machne, told them to sign the Shtar. Then it is the Din of Shtar. So Shtomes is an exception to the general rule of the PM with Pixar. Because that's Shtar. So, what is Shtar? If it's not Semidat on Israel, the Israel, the Machne, told the Eidim to sign the Shtar. So, the Aloch of Shtores is, takes the Shtar away, they are not Shem all the Eidim. So, if it doesn't mean that the Eidim, in order to sign the Shtar away, they must see the Alvoy. We don't have to see the Alvoy. Suppose the Levi, one expects to borrow $1,000 from a certain person. So he can pay him to do a deal and tell him, you sign me shtar that I borrowed $1,000 from a certain person. Sign me shtar. Then they didn't see the way or nothing. They don't even know whether the way took place or not. So then they sign the shtar and realize that, let's say, the claim he borrowed from Yehuda $1,000. To be paid, let's say, within a year, and then they sign it, and they give it to Levi, and then if Levi decides to use the shtar, he borrows the money from Yehuda, and then he turns over the shtar. Suppose Levi decides he's not going to borrow, so then Levi takes the shtar and he tears it up. So in other words, so Casey shtar Levi, I won't be smiling. The same thing is true of both stories. Suppose the husband decided to divorce his wife. He doesn't have to call his wife to Bezdin immediately. He goes to Bezdin and he asks Bezdin to be Misadar again. And then he tells 280 to write again and to sign it. And then he puts it in his pocket. And then he decides to divorce her. Let's say 2 months later. His wife is overseas. So he takes the get with him, he goes overseas, and then he gives it to her. So at the time, when he told the agent to sign the get, it wasn't necessarily determined that he is going to divorce her. Maybe he'll change his mind. Many times, a Baal tells the agent to sign the get, and then he decides, he changes his mind, and decides not to divorce his wife. So, that's the Aloch of Shores. So Ishtar is Ishtar by virtue of the fact that the Eidim signed it midas on Israel. But suppose two Eidim, they saw how one person borrowed $1,000 from another person and they write Ishtar, it doesn't tell you about Ishtar. It's a good example. So the PM will be so. So Ishtar by definition means that it's nothing midas on Israel. That the Eidim signed it because they were instructed by the Mishayev, by the Machi, to sign the Shah. So, Eidim Shah, Oksav Yodeinu, Avon, Simulinu. coming with him to anything. So he now, that what he is, if his star, his son, if I say the mouth produces his star within the lady. And so then the lady can say, this signature is forged. So he cannot correct it. So he did the alvoye. So then the Malve has the burden of being Mikayim the Chuzet. Of being Mikayim the Chuzet. What does it mean being Mikayim the Chuzet? That's like what in the same thing that the Notary Public does. What does the Notary Public do? I mean, he notarizes, it's a certain paper. He notarizes, he affirms that this is the signature of the purporting power. Otherwise, we notice that this power is under, so if two Eidim are signing, Ruben ben Shimon and Yehuda ben Yosef are they the signatories on the Shtar? Who knows? Who knows that, who says that it's Ruben ben Shimon? Maybe the Malvi himself forged the signature of Ruben ben Shimon and Yosef ben Yehuda. So if two other Eidim come and testify and beg, that we recognize this is the handwriting of Ruben ben Shimon, one signatory. This is the handwriting, the signature of Yosef ben Yehuda, then it's Ishtar Mekoyim. But if two Eidim are not Mikayim, then it's Ishtar Shem Mekoyim. So then the Rebbe can say, Mizuyim. The Rebbe can say, Mizuyim. So Ishtar, in order to be able to be together with Ishtar, we have to be Mikayim to the same. We have to notarize the signature. We have to make sure that this is the signature of the person who purports to sign. So now, Ishtar can be misguided, Chassidus Eidim can be misguided in three ways. Either by two Eidim testifying before Beis Din that they recognize the signature of the purporting signatory. That's one way of being Mikayim Chassidim. Another way of being Mikayim Chassidim is if the Malbe will produce another star on which the same signatories are signed and which was this time. And then Beis Din will take a look at this piece of paper and will see the signatures of the purporting signatories and will compare it with the signature of the purporting signatories and the star in question, and we best see that it's the same signature, so then best you write on the same star that the Merzat Water Abhine, the Ashiru Mishtot, Ashiru Mishtot. So in other words, that's the second way of being the kind of star. So one way of being the kind of star is if the Malve produces Eidim who authenticate the signature, who notarize the signature. A second way of being Mikayim Shtar is by the Malve producing another Shtar that is already recorded, that is already authenticated. And then you have to test and compare, and then they see that it's the same signature. And the third way of being Mikayim Shtar is based on themselves after familiar with the signature of the purporting signatories. So this is Ishtar Mikayim. Ishtar Mikayim can be gained. Once Ishtar is Mikayim, then the power we cannot say it's false. Because we don't accept Ishtar if it's false, if it's Mikayim. Mashenki, if the Ishtar is not Mikayim, then the lady can say it's false. Well, the Malve is not going to say it's false. I mean, the lady is the one who is going to say it's false. So, Eidim Shomu Ksavye Deimus, Avlanisim Olim, Ktanim Olim, Ksum Eidim, Ariyot Amon. So, the Rishi of the Mishnah has reference to the case where there are no other Eidim who are ready to be Mikayim Dechzimus Eidim. So, the Meile, it's Akeshe Osar or Akeshe Yit. Let's see the Rashi. For Eidim Shomu Ksavye Deimus, Maksim Osar Mikayim Pashtah, Ksum Eidim. Now, so Ishtar can be Niskayim either by two other Eidim authenticated in the signatures or in the purported signatories, come to Berlin and they testify. This is our signature. So actually, I mean, there are four ways of being retired citizen. So, reden schon, wo schon in Wachsen, was noch keiner sagt, aber an uns sagen wir uns, so they authenticate the signature. What they say, annusimolino. What does it mean, annusimolino? In annusimolino means, annusimolino means, according to Mascola di Gemore, in other words, that they say that the mountain forced them at the point of the gun to sign the shot. Because who has to instruct David to sign the shot? Not the mountain. There will be no chokhme for the Malbec to instruct David to sign a shah, all we have to do. He'll just approach to a lead and say, sign a shah, move it. The Malbec, the purporting Malbec, will approach him and will say to David, sign a shah, the chin and owes me $10,000. They will sign it, Then they'll take it, and then they'll collect from there. So, if the Indian are approached by the Malbec, by the alleged Malbec, to sign the star, then the Indian are not allowed to sign the star. They are in Czechia to sign the star. But when are the Indian authorized, permitted to sign the star, if they are approached, if they are instructed by a lady, by the Messiah, the one to whose detriment the signatory means, not the one to whose benefit, to whose advantage the signatory means. So, if, let's say, a Malbec Rubin tells to him, now you sign in Shah, the chairman in Bao for me $10,000. And if you don't, then I'm going to take away your money. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to take away all your money. I'm going to fight you. And then these ladies sign in that Shah because they don't want to be damaged. They don't want that their money should be taken away. So of course, these are the money show. Because in effect, they are in Czechia. Because signing the star and give it to the mountain is in effect in the Czechia. Because that means we are giving the mountain a piece of paper with which he'll be able to collect money. Shall we get in? So then they are in there on the law of signing the star in Czechia. If they sign the star to the mountain. But if the lady tells him to sign the shah and give it to him, then he don't do any other. Because if he doesn't bow, he will not use the shah. And if he does use the shah, it means he will bow. And then it is the shah. So suppose the same lady, the signatory, they come to Berlin and they say, that's our signature, but I'm listening. According to the knowledge means, the Malbec told us, forced us to sign. At the point of the gun, he told us if we don't sign the Shah, they'll kill us. So they are showing, I mean, they accepted me. What do they do? I mean, they should let themselves be killed. So, Anusim means, according to the knowledge, Anusim means, Anusim means, at the point of the gun, we were forced to sign the Shah. But if we were, so in other words, so as long as they were told to sign the shah by the Malbec, not by the lady, so what is the shah? The shah is the chasre Malbec? Or even if they were not for, but if they even say at the time when we signed the shah to the lady, we were instructed by the lady to sign the shah, but at the time when we signed the shah, because we are instructed by the lady to sign the star, we will not bar mitzvah yet, we are not a cotton spot lady. So again, the star has no validity. It has no lady. We walk to lady. Or to lady to you. To lady to you means we are crazy when you start to cook the egg. So, are they the money? Why are they the money? Even though there is a loche of keeping shahidi in choosing crazy or not. So, if we say, hey, I mean, whether it's a new Baupe or a new Mishnah, he testifies to Benzin. And then he comes to Benzin again, he says, oh, I didn't tell the truth. I'm rejected. So Benzin doesn't pay attention to his Chazon, because he didn't choose a Chazon. And the same thing is true of Ebenstadt. Ebenstadt is true of Ebenstadt. And then they come to Belgium and they say, well, they forgot to mention one important fact in the star, Belgium has to pay attention to that. Because so when Avi Achete or they want to add to the Habod of Ishtar, so then it is null and void, it's considered as verbiage. The Hazore by the end, because it's Kimchi Iki Chibin Hegelman. So the question arises, how are the Avi Nermon to say? So Avi Zeninu, Ktanabalinu, Andu Simeinu, Machu Zeposhe. But after all, if there is a lot of kimchi, chenechi, and mali, the answer is, the age of the Mishnah is reference to the king, where there are no Edim who are capable of bringing Kali and Chesim and Edim. So in other words, so in order that the Shtar should be valid, we have to resort to their testimony. So may we say, Apeshi Osa, who are Apeshi, and Jesus explains it on the basis of need. Now, actually, they should not be doing need to say, Anusimonimu, Ktanimonimu, Tuezi, because Kimchiiti, Chidin Chese, Romani. But, since there is a lot of need, now the same need, all they have to do is not to come to person and authenticate their own signature. Then the model will be able to correctly get star because the label will be able to say Mizuyah. So now that they did come to us and they did authenticate, verify their signature, they said it's their signature, but they added another remark that they were forced at the point of the gun or that they were down. So they are alternate because they had the media of not coming to us. So it's immediately body shot. It's more than media the boy drawing, it's a media the boy shot. That's the reason as to why they are not. Because of the media, they did not have to authenticate to the Mikhail the Shah. Because A lady needs to mock him up, A is a little bit mock. However, the media shady machine suffer. But suppose there are two other ladies who are ready to authenticate the signature of the lady, so then they are known. Because even without recourse to their testimony, so this star could become validated, this star. So maybe they have no media, so every one of them, because King Shahidi, sure, they heard of it. That's the Maskana Diva. Now the Rashi. Hare the money, King Shahidi, Sadiyoga Mika. Now our opinion, Hapesh Osa, Adu Hapesh Iti. Kehicha the Hendus will Aho, Hem Nu Aho. Because of the Aloche, of Hapesh Osa, Hapesh Iti. Usually, we are accustomed to use the expression Apeshi Osa, Apeshi Iti in regard to me. So that's the way the Rabbi understood the Rashi, that the reason is why the Anemon, because the Anemon within me. And Tinsley certainly held by me. Tinsley says the Kashi, the Tema of the Roman Anemon, why? Because they have an idea, Romanian Bokinahidim, that on Sunday shall we answer, the way to where he is, so we come and I'm on training, or, but as the Gemara says, suppose David and the star are Huden and Chin. Huden and Chin and us are signed on the star, which said, which alleges, that Ravi borrowed $1,000 from you. Huden and Chin are David, Ravi is the Ravi, and Yehuda is the Maul. And it's not the queen. It's not the queen. Yehuda, the Maul that produces the star against Ravi, the Ravi. Against the Ravi. And it's not the queen. So suppose he saw Holland's rule come to Ravi, and they say, that's the signature. We recognize the signature of the purporting signatories of Huden and Chinen, but Huden and Chinen signed the star because the Maude forced them at the point of the gun. Huden and Chinen at the time when they signed the star was done. So in such a case, they put the price of this further in the morning, that it's very present. Why is it very present? In other words, is considered like two participating beings matched with each other. Why? Because there is a loch in the Nachshim Lashtar Mask Rachos Rebellion. Now, when two Eidim Sain Shtar, how do we know that the Eidim Akshirem, maybe the Eidim Akshirem, maybe the Eidim Akshirem? So how is it that Beis Din will always collect on the basis of the Shtar, even though they did not make a thorough investigation to make sure that the Eidim Akshirem, they are not trained? So why do we assume? The answer is the Eidim Akshirem. Eidim Akshirem Lashtar Mask Rachos Rebellion. That when Eidim Akshirem Lashtar, so it is presumed that everything was done to grasp what it is. See, Tanum apostle like this, so deciding by Tanum or by training is a way to grasp what it is. So we assume that we are not done. So there is such a strong chazoke that of Eidim Akshim Ashtar Mash Rachus Mebezdi, that in case other Eidim, let's say Yisohavon's womb, come and say that he was, they were forced to the point of the gun, or who the children were starting or craving, so then it's considered like a kosher two against two. Because two, the Zohar will say that who the children when they signed the star were forced to the point of the gun to sign. It was not passing the sun is higher. But what do who the children say by signing the star? They were not forced. So the melee, so that means that whenever even signing the star, they in effect testify not only as to their way, they testify as to their kasher, that they are not coming, that they are not crazy, that they were not amusing machmas kiposhim. So the melee, so why are they believing the medium, but it's a medium of an alien? The amount of time that you are amusing, you will say this, to the camera, I'm going to pray you. Yes, I'm not. Kill me, kill me, kill me. Hochename, hochele choshish klau kiu, mashreinu in tzav, yodeinu, who's that? Kim diinu, gufay amre, teich edu divo, ktan moya nusi moninu, avlikamon hashinolon ishteinu, kim di kvo mikuninu, she ktav yodon yeizi mokinachem. Ktav yodon yeizi mokinachem. So what does this say? That the reason why the animal is not because they are never living. Because the Nike is in the fucking way. But the reason as to why the animal is because since we have we require killing to me the high saying in the style is happening. Even if no way you authenticated the signature of the staff, the signatures of the purporting signatory and the staff. So we say, Eidim Akshim Ashtar can't do that. But with Rabbanon, so if it's not authenticated, if it's not Niskayim, so then the Yachir will do some Yibet and he's lacking. Some Yimele, in the case where the Dikani Ashtar say that they were Anusim Akhmas and Poshet, or they say they were Anusim Akhmas and Poshet, or they were Ktani, so maybe in final analysis, they're not the kind of star. What does Kim Ashtar mean? Kim Ashtar means that the Eidim say it's your star, it's our star. So, just by saying it's our signature, it still doesn't become a valid star. It's their signature, but we walked on it. It's their signature, but they were forced by the mouth to sign it. So is it a star? Is it a valid star? So in effect, the gist of the Haggadah, of their Haggadah in total, is that the Shtar is not in place. Just by saying that it's their signature, it doesn't become a Shtar Nikoyah. A Shtar Nikoyah means a valid Shtar. So the gist of their Haggadah in total is that the Shtar is a Chasid Baalmeh. Imagine. The Gemara that forced them and the point that we're going to sign the Shtar. Is it a Shtar? It's just a Hasid Alman. If they walk down and they walk trading, it's a Shtar. So in other words, because King is Chiro Chachomim Kiyum, Hocher Lechosh is Klau Kiyum, Masheim Kum Ksafi Lein Yuzde. King Yinu Gufaya Amra Tech Yindibo, Ktani Moyanu Simonim. אז אם כמה חשבים את שני דינקים לקבור מקוימו, שכסביות אומרים את זה, עם אותם אחר, the price that further discusses the case, where two living women in China signed a star, the two living borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda, and the star is of a new sky, so really it's naturally this of the best. So the same living women in China now testifying that they were not star, that they were not an intimate. So the male and the Zohar and Ruh come to them and they say that Ruben and Jinnin were an Mitzvah of the Kosher, that they walked out of it. So there is a contradiction. So it's a Kosher of prayer and prayer. Mashiach came in this case where the Shtar is not the sky and it is the sky by whom? By the signatories themselves. But the signatories themselves say it's a Chasam Ha'ameh. So there is no kill. There is no kill. I think the Pshat is interesting. That it's not the morning on the basis of Migel. Migel we couldn't say it. Why? Because it's a Migel Mokelech. So we couldn't say it. And, but the reason as to why they are Nemon is because without their Hagot, without their Hagot, so the Shtar is not the Shtar Mokelech. Only as a result of their Dibur, of Sabedeinu Zeh, it can become the Shtar Mokelech. So actually, they are what they consist of two boys, two people. One people they are what they started in. The other people is Hamishim Adino Machasim Moshe, or Ktano. If Bezdi is going to accept, to admit the whole, both the bullet in total, then the gist of their agoda in total is that it's not good. There really is no shit. But if Beth will say Talmudim story, they'll accept the first people of Sabedeinu and they will reject the other people of Anusim Adino Machos Eposhe, then there will be Agonis of you. Then there will be Agonis of you. So the Aluch is, because of Atesh Osa, who Atesh Ithia, so we say that the Beth we cannot say Talmudim story. We accept one divorce by name and not our, even though there is our help for the divorce. And then the Shemin says that when it's two divorce, then everybody agrees that we think of the divorce. And now there is a question between Rabbi Yitzchak and Robert in Sanhedrin that text. There is a question as to whether we think of the divorce or we don't think of the divorce. That Yitzchak says we don't say Kavim Dibore. Rabbi says we do say Kavim Dibore. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, if let's say a person comes to bed, a person comes to bed and says, plainly Rivanu Yitzchak, plainly Rivanu Yitzchak, lady comes to bed and he says, lady comes to bed and he says, Ruben was Reveya me, that was from Shkatsko. So, was Reveya me, let's say. So then, Rabbi Yisrael says that even though there is another lady who joins in, so let's say, lady comes to bed, let's consider the other testimony. Lady comes to Bezdin and he says, Ruvein was Riveya Mireis, he raped me in a Mishkat school. So if Lady says that Ruvein raped him in Mishkat school, so really he doesn't make it declare himself as a Russian, because he's not at fault if he was led us. From one race, so really he does not declare himself as a Russian. Because he says, Ruben, lady says, Ruben was Rivea, me lady raised, and then she enjoyed it. And she can also say that Ruben was Rivea, lady raised. So Rivea says, Ruben Acham started with her again to meet out Rivea to Ruben, because that's lady. Ruben raised, lady and Chile. Levi and Shimon both testified that Ruben was the Amish. Levi, the Mishkatsko, he was Amish in the Mishkatsko. So that's Levi. So, Have you said that who then can get missing? Only get missing. But suppose, instead of lady saying, who they claim her valuancy, so lady says, who they her valuancy, even though Shimon also affirms that, and Shimon says that who they was bought already, was bought already in Tene, so Rabbi Yitzchak says, who they cannot get this. Why? Because the Agode by Shimon, the Agode by Yahweh, we cannot give Mise on the basis of Agode by Yahweh. And the Agode by Shimon cannot be accepted because it involves washing. In other words, the Agode by Levi cannot be accepted because according to Levi's Agode, he himself is a washing. A washing is for slaves. So in other words, it's a repugnant evil. It's a repugnant evil. If a person comes to bed and he says, a people, he presents our body, and the testimony containing the contradiction is clear. It's a repugnant people, a repugnant our body. A repugnant our body has to be rejected as verbally. As verbally. So that the Gemara in the moment, that's when both, the Gemara says that if someone is a gear, so a gear. ומיום הרביעי אבונו מנהמו, ועתני יקי לקרנו לאחרים, וכמה מרביעי בנהמו לדריבה, זה דבחי הראשים שנאמרים על זה דבחי, וכאנו לבוי זה דבחו שמו ודחוצו, נכון מנהמו, אומר רב נחמן מליצו הוכה כבר, לדברך הוי וכחוב עם עצמו, והנה זה לאי וכחוב. So now if someone was considered as a gear, came to bed and he said, when I was Messiah, we are not in the bed in prayer. So he's not Nemon to pass on his children. Why? Because we Borech Atma. It's true that a father has a monist regarding his son. But an actor does not have Nemon. So if somebody who is Cheskas Gea, Cheskas Israel, comes to Benjamin and says, I was this guy of Benjamin and Atma, so in effect he's saying, I don't have Nemonis. I'm an actor, I'm a girl. I don't have Nemonis. So we cannot accept such agor because the agor has a spirit, it's a repugnant agor. When a person says something that implies that he himself is postulated, so that kind of agor cannot be accepted by them because it's a repugnant agor. It contains a spirit. If he says this guy out, he's very last. An agor has no money. So he's saying, I have no money, is what I say. I have no mnemonics on what I say. In other words, when I was a child, so somebody wanted to test me. So he asked me, I was a child of 5 years old. So he asked me, that was Alciana is a Galician Jew. I mean, no one should feel hurt. I mean, so Alciana said that all the Galicianos are malignant. All Galicians are liars. So, can we accept that statement? If a Galiciana says that all Galiciana are liars, so the answer has to be no, we can't accept it. Because he's a Galiciana and he says that all Galiciana are liars, so in the way, there is a spirit, it's a retortment agone. So this is the aloha, it's not a joke. This is the aloha, the Gemara says. If a gear comes to Benjamin and he says, Mizkayal, the Benjamin asked me, he is not known to pass on the children. Why? Because he says that he has no remorse. He says, Mizkayal, the I didn't become a Jew. I'm a goy. A goy has no remorse. He has no remorse in regard to the children. So, the Benjamin, it's a recognized Hagodah. So, that's the halacha. If the Hagodah, the Jew, contains his spirit, so it has to be rejected as verbal. Because you cannot accept that God. How will you accept that God? That's what? That he's a goy. But Monefsha, if you accept he's a goy is not memon. How do you trust it? How do you accept that God? So that's the God that has his spirit. So that's the law. If the people of the age have his spirit, is a repugnant God, so the Mela, you can't accept it. You can't accept it. So, from the Mela, so again, he said, so Rav Yitzchak says, we don't take our women in the book. So in other words, if we don't take our women in the book, so basically we cannot accept a portion of the Agadah and reject another portion of the Agadah. Either basically accept the Agadah in total, the way it is given to basically, or it is rejected completely. That according to Rav Yitzchak, we don't take our women in the book. So in the main way, if Levi comes together with Shimon to bed, and Levi says Reuben was Mianusli, and Shimon joins him, and he also says Reuben was Mianusli, so then who the Acham is talking with her day? Laharu is Reuben. It's great. But in case Levi comes to bed together with Shimon, and Levi says Reuben had a relationship with him, had a mishkaschul relationship with him, we'll say. And Shimon also testified the same thing, that Reuben had a mishkaschul relationship with Levi. So, alright, Shimon's Agode is Agode, but he's already there. As far as the Agode of Shimon is concerned, so it's a repugnant Agode, it has his fear. It's like with Varecho Akumato. Here it's with Varecho Roshe Ato. The Roshe was later. He says that Reuben was Rebeya, he was there. So, he was even there. And Misha Skiri of Mishkaf Skor, the Zohar is Mishkaf Mishkaf Yishon, so it was related. So he in effect says, I am saying something, but I am not clever on what I am saying. So it's a repugnant Agode. It's a repugnant Dibur. It has a spirit. He is saying, I have no Agode. My Agode cannot be accepted. Himself says, my Agode cannot be accepted, so maybe he can accept it. How do you accept it? That what? That he, that Reuben is Rebbeya, him, you're saying? So that means he's a Moshe. How do you accept it? How do you accept the Agode of the Moshe? Even if he says it, he can accept it. If the Moshe is frustrated, even if he says it, even though Kalab Ishmael is dying, he says it. But you cannot be the Kabul of the Agode of the Moshe, so Vorecho Moshe. So the mayor is a reformist Agode and can be spirit. So then you cannot be talented to say against God. That's what I mean. Rabbi Israel can be passed like Rabbi. Rabbi says, even when he says, Reuben Chobani in Yosefi, so Reuben Achan is starting to hire for you. Why? But there is spirit, a reformist Agode, with Borecho. With Borecho Roshe, with Bob of Roshe, the answer is with spirit Agode. There are two things. We analyze the Agode into two degrees. In other words, he says, Reuben Roba Poisi. When he says, Reuben Roba Poisi. So he says, in effect, he says, two things. Reuben is a rebellion. Reuben had a homosexual relationship. It doesn't make any difference who the nearby is, but his name is. As long as Reuben was while Mishkat Shkor had a Mishkat Shkor relationship, so that's one of the Agode. Then the other Agode is the Shimon with the Miller. And the crazy is the Miller. So when Levi says, Reuben, Robar is in the same, so he says two things in effect. He says, Reuben is a Rebeya, and I am a Miller. So true, so this portion that Reuben is a Rebeya doesn't accept. The other portion, the other part, that he is the Miller, that he does not accept. So we take on the Torah. So that's Rabbi. Because Rabbi says, we take on the Torah. Mashiach came. Rabbi says, he says, There is no aloha problem in Goa. Either Bezdin can be recovered or the Hakode in total, as it is presented to Bezdin. And if it cannot be admitted, if it cannot be accepted by Bezdin, in total, because it contains experience, but it's repugnant, so we reject it completely. Now, so, there is a machleke. There is a machleke between Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef, whether we say Pagunin Boe or we don't say Pagunin Boe. I think the Pshat Yosef is, for anything Shom Yok Sabi Reiku Zeh, Avram Yusim Yom Yusam Yom Yusim Yom Yusim Yom 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 Yom. So Yosef is the Kashi, why is the Mohen? At all, the Mohen points out that Eidi Mahdum Vashta Nashka Achus Mibetzi, so it seems she is, she is in the Chidra Mahdum. The answer is because Apesha Osa Apesha India. So what is the division? Because they didn't have to be Kaikeshta. So in the other kind, what they say, I'm listening to you, telling you, they're all telling you. So this is Kashim, this is the medium of living. So this is said, Kim Yitzchikho Shachon Kiyo, Hoka Lechoshet Vau Kiyo Mashim and Kavir Yom Yom Yom. Kim Yitzchikho Gufay Lam Vatech Yitzchikho Ktanam Lam Yitzchikho Yom. So in other words, so what is the Pshat Yitzchikho 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 Yitzchikho. We say here, so we cannot say here, we cannot say Paugim Dibur because of Apesha Osa, who Apesha Nitya, because actually, in order the Shtar should be a valid Shtar, there has to be Agode Shokim. There has to be Agode Shokim. Now, what is Agode Shokim? Agode Shokim means if the Aiden who authenticated the signature of the Aiden, so they say in effect that the Shtar is a valid Shtar. But here, if there's more to be covered, the whole Agode, in total, then there wouldn't be Agode Shokim. Because in total, they even say what? That this Shtar is a Chasve Baalde, just a worthless piece of paper. It's not a Shtar. And you see what you look, down what you look, through everything. So, in total, on the whole, they say that the Shtar is not a Shtar for Mikoyim. It's not a Shtar Mikoyim. It's a Chasve Baalde. But, in the case where it's Yeshayim Shikshat Lodot, or Kshat Lodot Mitzim Okimachel, so then we say as follows. We say, in view of the fact that these Eidim who say Kshat Yedem with it, Avranisim and Yoktarim and Yoktarim say to the boy, they are both they consist of two people. One people, people number one, Kshat Yedem with it. People number two, Anusim and Yoktarim and Yoktarim with it. Two Eidim, two people. So in the case of two people, so I think the whole, which is the best of them, even Rabbi Yosef, who is chelik on the din of Paugim Boe, that's only in case of one din. Let's say, plainly, one of the thing. So it's one people. One people. But, obviously, we split that one people, so it becomes two people. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, we don't say Paugim Boe to split the one people into two people. Because on its face, it's one people. When the one will say, on its face, it's one people. But we can analyze it into its components and say two people. First we say, plainly Roba. Then we say, Amiraka. But on its face, it's one people. So Rabbi Yosef says, since on its face, it's one people, we do not say Paugim Boe and break it up into two people. Into the book. And the Rabbi says, we do say Paugim Boe. Mashiach in the case where on its face it's to the book. Ksadevei will say it's one people, it's one other. And Amusim Olim Machas Poshe is another other. On its face it consists of two others, but the two others were set together. Amusim Ksadevei will say, that's the people number one. Ahavo, Amusim Olim Machas Poshe is different number two. Oh, Tanimu, people number two. So Eidim, people number two. So in the case where on its face it consists of two divorce, then everybody agrees that we say Paugim Boe. Similarly, in the case of the Sefer, where Sariodom is eating what Macheria, so then we say Paudim and Dibure, then it has nothing to do with the Machlech between Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi. Because the Machlech between Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi is only in the case where on its face it's one thing, whether we say Paudim and Dibure to break it up into two Dibure or not. Machlech in the case where on its face it's two Dibure, at the very outset on its face it's two Dibure, so of course we say Paudim and Dibure. Now, suppose two Eidim will come to Dresden. Two Eidim will come to Dresden and they'll say, let's say Ruben and Shimon will come to Dresden and they'll say, Levi is buying $1,000 from Yehuda on Sunday. So he borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda. And then they also say, and Yisochor, also on Sunday, the Shredish here borrowed $1,000 from Zul. And suppose Ruben and Shimon are trading, are first cousins of Yisochor and Zul. So naturally, we cannot accept the Hagodah by Ruben and Shimon against about Yisochor and Zul, because they are first cousins of Yisochor and Zul. But they are not first cousins of Levi Yehuda. Dresden is able to be covered in this. About Levi Yehuda, we are not going to say that according to Rabbi Yitzchak, we cannot take all the other boy. Either we accept the whole Agodah, the way it was presented to Dresden, or we don't accept the name. Just because they mentioned both Agodah is not Kedibo. Before that, it's two separate agreements, so then even Rabbi Yitzchak will agree that we say, Paudim Nibure. Rabbi Yitzchak is chilek on the din of Paudim Nibure when at the very outset on its face it's one din. Like Rabbi Levan would say, it's one din. But, Chavonda says we can break up that one din into two din, Mashiach into two other. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, since at the very outset on its face, it's one people, we can't break it up into two people. Machine came in where the very answer and says it consists of two people. So of course, the Rabbi will be made that we say Paudim Dibure, it's not Paudim Dibure. We accept one people and we reject the other people. It's not Paudim, we don't have to split it. So the main way in the case. Here. So, because of Apesha Rosa, we cannot say Paudim and Dibure. So, in other words, so we say, since on the whole, it's Hagodesh Sheino Shokio, so the male, the Shtar does not become queer. So, it's not on the basis of Mide, but it's on the basis of the Aloche that we cannot say. We cannot say Paudim and Dibure in such a case. See, because of Apesha Osa, or Apesha Nikia, so we cannot say Paudim and Dibure. But not on the basis of me. Alright. Now, Yeitim or Machet, so this is what Rashi means. Harim and Mori Kinnik Sayod and Nika, or Pinim Apesha Osa, Apesha Nikia, Kirin Lenz, Whoa, Hem Lea, Whoa, Yeitim or Machet, Sui, Bishtarach, Sui, Sui, Bezi, because of the Hemte, Uboi, Sishtar, Ufanein, Uim, Zeh, וכספחיץ מונדי משל זה ומשל זה אין כאן הפה שעושה ונמונים לא ימפשו למיינו אומרו לבחומר לא אישון ראשון מה נשמעים למחלס מונד اولانی سمایی رو مخفصی پاشه حقیقونمان but if they say and you see so that was happening so on Bahamut for say that this hour was of the safety that says in the case of Tavion Yitzmokmah in the morning so it's only in the case where they say Anusim Yil Machos Nomi but if they say Anusim Yil Machos Nefoshes so even though it's Tavion Yom is not Yitzmokmah so that's still the morning why? Because so let's see the Rashi Loi Shomitim Tavion Yitzmokmah in the morning Loi Shom Anusim Yil Machos Nomi the last book in Nairon Shavir Afshayir and Shoyim the 8 p.m. the lips of a star you're recording it to Atzme ואיני נאמון על עצמי ולמסקויס ולמזקיס ולחיבו בבין הנפושת ולפסוייטס לאוסיס רושה ופוסל על פוי ואילו פסל מעצמי ואילו חוסם לשקר בשלוי נסמומן וראי שתיים משום שהפסל עושה הוא הפשיטיה so the hada mine of all about home was the dialogue of kimchi which we need to magi applies only to agoda okay agoda that is presented before base So then we say kimchi hiki, chivin echidro magi. Because since the agode was presented before Besin, so Besin was already mikabe. So the melee, we cannot be chizah from the agode. Mashen, kin migal to a agode bishtara. So with the aloche of kimchi hiki, chivin echidro magi, doesn't apply. So the melee, on Vachome said, in the case of Ksav Yodom Yitzimok Mache, where there is no apeshot, there is no meaning. There is no Akeshosa. So if they say Anusim, you don't make us the Foshe, they are never. Because after all, they don't declare themselves as Rishoyim. So why shouldn't they be never? Why? They already testified by signing by affixing their signatures. But regarding Agode Mishtar, we don't apply the law of Kimchi, which is in the Chizomani. So the Melee is the one. But when does the Mishnah say, in the morning, If Sabyodom is not Yitzimokimach, if Sabyodom is Yitzimokimach, that is, if they say Anusimoyim Machmas Momesh, so then they're not Nemon, why aren't they Nemon? Because they declare themselves as Rishon. They declare themselves as Rishon. Because if they say Anusimoyim Machmas Momesh, that means they are living under the law of the Sabyodom Yitzimokimach, just because of the bribe. They testified falsely, they affixed their signatures and gave the shtar to them all day, so they declare themselves as Rishoyim by this agode. So the melee, since they declare themselves as Rishoyim by this agode, so it's a repugnant agode. I mean, I think this is the Pshat Tirash, because it's like the Gemara Yevamos, Tachum Zayin, with Gorecho Akumato, the Akum Posleides. So here too, what they say, Anutsimo Yivim Achos Nomei. So they say, we are Rishoyim. We are really Sheker. We did a terrible thing. We accepted a bribe from the Malve, and because of that bribe, so we signed the Mishtar that the Rebbe owes him $1,000. So they declared themselves as Rishoyim. Is the Roshi Roshi Leides? The Roshi is Roshi Leides. So by saying, Anutsimo Yivim Achos Nomei, that thereby declare that their agode is possible. So the repugnant agode that is given. So true, the Havamine of Chome Bachome was that regarding Eides Mishtar, we don't apply the law of Kim Shiki Chivin Chidomani. He can't be Chidomani, but only if he's a kosher Eid, so he can be a Chidomani. But if he says, I'm listening to Machas Money, so he declares himself as a possible Eid. So how can he be a Chidomani? That's why it's a lemon. But she can say, I'm using the name of my forces. So it's never. I'm on the road. How can they? Skip and shiki. Shoe and head or not. The heat in the hand in the old pet. I will be shall lay. I'm a shock. She must know a star. She must miss me days. Elo ki ma rei shi ma ha rei in the morning. So on the homeless memory is reference to the case where it seems to be written like that. So the needs are precious. The reason is on the home of the home Loi shomer lo shomu anusimoyinu machmas nifoshes avo avo la Man muss immer jeden machen, was man meint. Ende man, ich, wenn ich die Dinge sage, wenn ich es noch mache. Ende ist ein Peschosau, ein Peschoiti, so der ist ein Mige, still, ich will sagen, muss immer jeden machen, was man meint, so der nach mir man. Why? Because in other names, he must be also. Now, let's see the rest. Mach was mit Porsche schon mal was nach der Lage, nur was um Chosok. Kim Chibi, Kim Rechiz und Magi, da will ich schon einmal lexi. In Goyan, wo ich nahm, ich bin doch so, ich doch ein, aber nicht du. Wer ich in Ende so, ich merke, oh, ich sage, ich mache mache, ja. Wie ich nehme, ich sage, ich sage, ich mache mache, weil ich sage, ich mache, 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 Hanum lau pekin am Ende des, uache, du die Bobole Schanze. Aber du bist auch Leute, aber ich sie. Leute schon dann nach der Schoß, aber dann machen wir Posten in Nass. Du machst nach Schei und Schoi. Wir kriegen da auch in Samkino, aber wir sehen, dass die Bobole Kuh ist, das sei. War der Schoß, aber ich dir. Einer von mir ist was in Roche, in dem und nicht so der Satz, in mich es koste. Wie kommen wir ins Latzen? Wie kommen wir Posten? Na, und dann die Kasche bei Rabkelenia. Bo, in der Gäuze am Schnei, sie wollen es, אין מסחידוש עם המסובה. חייש תתגור עובר, זה כמו. לא, זה איש לי יבוא איזה פותה יום אליו. המי מגיע תנדרס היה, יום המפונלכת ופונלכת מויס וסישתו. סוי זה שליח, ואין זה גט פמינס יעם, ונוצא לפונלכת ופונלכת, סוי איז נת אלאו to marry the woman who is divorced with this gay. That's it, רבון, because of laws of society. Because people will we'll be meeting last, we'll start gossiping, and we'll say that the reason is why he became Shliach is because he wanted to marry this woman. So it's a rabbon. Then, harakti fagunu lo yisresish. Suppose now, if Iderpa means violent, Iderpa means nemus. Special halach. Even though Iderpa should help us to shnayim, but that is violent, and Iderpa is nemus. So suppose an Iderpa comes and says, I killed the husband of this woman. I killed it. So then, when he says he stays, so this say is not allowed to marry. But somebody else is allowed to marry. In other words, even though the testimony was given by someone who allegedly was a murderer, they say, yeah, he said he killed him. So still, we accept his avoid. According to the account, Rabbi Yudai, the harakti floy tinosi ishtay, hogunu tinosi ishtay. Rabbi Yudai says, it all depends. If the Idechot says, somebody else killed him, one of the mafia killed him, so then Tinoza says, so she can get married. But if he says, I killed him, then no one can, so she can't get married. Why? Because if he says, I killed him, so no one can marry her. So on whose testimony do we rely? And the testimony of someone who admittedly is a murderer, Hitzeach. So Hitzeach is for slaves. So the Gemara says, Meisach, so there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yudai and Rabbon. According to Rabbon, so if somebody says, Harakti, he killed the husband of a certain, he says that he killed the husband of a certain woman, so that woman can get married, his memo. And Rabbi Yudai says, no, if he says Arakti, so he says he's a Ritzeach, so we don't accept his testimony. So, who knew who he says he should? But somebody else can't marry her. She's allowed to get married. According to Rabbi Tanakam, Rabbi Rabbi Yisei, Rabbi Rabbi Yisei, who be Achim, start in the holy. We're saying the Roshel, but they're wrong, while this is your Tron Roshel, he is it Homs. So in other words, Rabbi Yisrael Shikai means we don't say pardon to boy. So if somebody says, if lady says, Ruben Rivan will tell me, so he's not the more, we cannot accept. Why? Because he's a Rosh. Rabbi says, we can accept. Why? Because Rabbi says, we split our. Because when we, so, but Rabbi Yisrael says, we don't split our, we don't say pardon to boy. So the question is, how can Rabbi Yisrael say that we don't say pardon to boy? So we cannot analyze, break up the Haggadah into its two components and accept one component and reject the other. Either we accept the whole thing, if that is possible, or if we cannot, if it's not possible to accept the whole thing in total, so we reject the whole thing, is what I mean. So that's how he said. So here, how did the Rabbanim say that Tarakti, so the woman is allowed to get married? In other words, we accept the Haggadah of the person who says, I killed him. But if he said, I killed him, so he makes himself into Eritzeah, into Yerosh. So, and the Yerosh is postulated, so it's a repugnant Haggadah, it's a Sira. So how, so why did the Rabbanim say that Lachat Nasir? And if you are going to say, no, here there is no sphere. In the case of Klein Levanui Yotzeni, so there is a repugnant Haggadah, there is a sphere. Because a Rosh is postulated to be the high of someone missing. He has to be a non-Rosh. Now, if he says Klein Levanui Yotzeni, so in effect he says, I'm a Rosh, I'm postulated. So, in Mele, Rabbi Yosef says, we cannot accept that. We cannot give mitalot mise against the plane. Mashiachim here by Mesbayo, in view of the fact that all psulim are kosher, and some mele Roshi is also kosher. Some mele there is no mistira, it's not a repugnant Haggadah. That's why the Tanakhama says harakti v'nosi mishtei. True, he's saying he's a Ritzayach, he's a Roshi. So what is a Roshi? A Roshi can also be made Mesbayo. A Roshi cannot be Mechayim Mise, but a Roshi can be made into Mes Bailo and be Mate Bishon Yosef. So there is no repugnant Haggadah. So, Vom Rav Nashe, Gazlan the Livreim Kosher Yisisho, Gazlan the Teva Postle Yisisho. So why did Rabbanon say that he's Nemor? After all, we draw Roshi, the Roshi is Postle Yisisho. So, Neim Rav Nashe Yomar Krav Yudeh, should we say that Abashi agrees with Rav Yudeh, and Rabbanon, they are here with Rav Nashe, and they hold that the Roshi is also Kosher Yisisho. To say in his Bible. So that's why if he says Arakti, so he says he stays. There is no, it's not a repugnant because there is no stira. He says he's a murderer. So what is a murderer? A murderer is also an emon. He is also an emon to be Mati of the Isha Minosi. That's the pshat. So the Gemara says no. Omer Rav Nashi. I'm not down to the Rabbana. The time of Rabbana, no, he can be Rabbi. Don't Rabbi. Don't Rabbi. Don't So the Gemara says, Rav Nashi can tell you that Rabbonon are not chilikan. That Rabbonon also agree with him that the Gazel the Rai sees postulated. Mele Ritzeach is certainly postulated. So then yes, why the Rabbonon say, if someone says Arakti, so the Gemara says Ishte, but then for Roshu, and a Roshu is postulated, so it's Isho. The answer is, the Rabbonon agree with Chovetz Din. With Chovetz Din. That we say Targum and Gura. So in other words, if Bessie were to accept the whole Haggadah and its veins, then it couldn't do it. Because then it would contain Israel. It would be a repugnant Haggadah. It would be a Haggadah because it would involve Roshu, the Roshu postulates. But the Rabbanon is always the that we say Targum and Gura. So too, the Dibur, if it is not broken up into its components, continue this year. But we say Talmud in the Bore, so we say that person who said Harakhi, he said two things. First of all, he says, let's say the Baal of the Isha, he is Rubin. So in other words, when they said Shimon is dead, and Shimon said, I killed Rubin, the husband of that woman. So he said two things. First he says, Rubin is a victim. I mean, Shimon says, Rubin is a victim, he got killed. And then he says, I am the killer. So he says two things. First he says, Rubin is a victim, he got killed. Does it make any difference? As the status of the Isha is concerned, who the killer is? As long as Rubin is killed. So the wife of Rubin is with her for nothing. So that's one devil. And then the other devil is, I am the killer. So the devil, Rubin is a victim, he is killed by someone we accept. The other people, I'm the killer, that we don't accept. That's why the Rabbanon say, Arakhi, it's it. Then the Gemara says, Rein Rav Yisif, no matter what you think. So that means that Rav Yisif cannot accord with Rabbanon. Then, what he has to accord with Rav Yudin? Omer Rav Yisif, I know the Amre Afiwa Rabbanon. But then he asks, so why would the Rabbanon say Harakhti Knosis Ishtei? Because the Rabbanon holds that there's a Gazel Rais is Kosher Yisish. So Rabbi Yehuda says, from this Gemara we see From this story we see that the pshat in Rav Yosef, does not agree with the din of Talmud and Dibur. We cannot break up the Dibur into its component parts. But Rav Yosef is made there, we say Talmud and Dibur. Talmud and Dibur we don't say. But Talmud and Dibur we say, we see from this Dibur. Because Rav Yosef says that he can agree with Rabbanon too. Rabbanon can accord with him too, that we don't see Talmud and Dibur. Now, if we don't see Talmud and Dibur, why would Rabbanon say that if somebody, if Shimon says, Harakti is Ruben, so Ruben's wife is allowed to get married, why? But we don't see Talmud and Dibur. The answer is, because God and the right say, it's partially deficient. So what does it mean, God and the right is partially deficient? So there is no steer. It's not a reformed Kabbalah. It's not a reformed Kabbalah. Why? Because he says he's a Roshi. So what would be the Roshi? The Roshi is also kosher. But suppose this person, he says, Shimon says, Harakti is Ruben. Harakti is Ruben. Suppose somebody will try to take Shimon as a name. Would it be kosher for a man? Would certainly be kosher for a man. Because you couldn't say that Shimon is postulated because Shimon himself incriminated himself. And he said that he is a Roshi. So the male cannot be eight because anybody is not a Roshi. Just as a brother cannot pass a brother Leides, if one brother will come to Bezin and say, my brother is Machal Shabbos. I saw myself, I was Machal Shabbos in Rechel Leides. Will the brother of the eight become possible ladies? No, because to pass a person ladies, that in itself requires ladies. And if he's a brother, he calls him possible ladies. So the male is a Moldova. So if Shimon says, I killed Ruben, he will be kosher ladies. You can take him as an ladies for Bushi, because after all, anyone is not in Russia. So in other words, he's Odom Korov's last he's a Moldova. Just as a Korov cannot pass a brother, ladies, so a person cannot pass on himself, ladies, in order to become post ladies, so other ladies have to come to Bezin and say that he was Michal Shabbos, he was a Hun Lilith. So the name of this person, Shimon, who said, I killed Ruben, so he cannot pass on himself, ladies, because I don't call him his last name, or the name is not in the Rosh. So even though we got him his status as a name, we don't accept his accolade, but we do accept it that way in regard to the status of the woman, that the woman is materially innocent. That means that even though Rabbi Yitzchak does not acknowledge the halacha of Talmud and Dibur, but Talmud and Dibur we say, Talmud and Dibur we don't say, but Talmud and Dibur we say. So mainly, if Shimon says, Harakti es Ruben, even though we don't accept Shimon's agode, we don't, in respect to his status as a maid, he still remains kosher maid, Shimon, because he's a baldomo, he cannot pass himself as a maid, he cannot pass himself as a maid, and we cannot eat out mise against Shimon on the basis of his own testimony that he killed Ruben, because of calling to last maid, but regarding the status of the woman, that the woman should be allowed to get married. So we do accept this agode. But you ask, how can we accept this agode in regard to the woman getting married and not accept this agode in regard to Shimon being used as an aid? So we say, Paul Gimel Amonis. Paul Gimel Amonis we don't say. But Paul Gimel Amonis we do say. But if Gazlan the Raisa would be postulated to Ishaw, so then if Gazlan the Raisa would be postulated to Ishaw, the way that you would say, oh, so then, we cannot accept the Agode by Shimon that he killed Ruben. Because since Ritzeach is possible in the Sishon, he says he killed Ruben. He says he's Ritzeach. So he says he's possible for the Ides in which he testifies. So it's a repugnant Agode. So he has to reject it as verbally. So we see from this Gemara that people have said, who does not accept the Aloche of Paulina and Bure, but Paulina and Mones, he does accept. So in the way, Rabbi Leger is the Kashi. Why does the Gemara say in the Matzkon? Elokim Ma'areishit Ma'arei in the morning. In the case where Xavier Don is not in the morning. So the question is, we see from this Gemara that according to Rabbi Yosef, so the Rabbanon in the Mishnah say, Haraktiv is Gnosis Ishtei. Haraktiv is Gnosis Ishtei. Why? Because God was the right in the special decision. So there is no still in that way by Shimon when he says, I killed Reuben. But even though by saying I killed Reuben, he in effect says, I'm a Mitzayah. I'm a Rosh. But still, he's never. Still, the Rabbanon say is never. Even though we don't say about him in the book. We do not say we break up his agode. Ali or Akhias Ruben into two parts. One part is Ruben is a victim that killed. The other part is I am the killer, and that we reject. Because of course, we don't say about him in the book. We can't break up the agode into its components. So either we accept it as it is, or we reject it as it is. Still, the Rabbanon say, according to Rabbi Yosef, that Gnosis is Ishtei. Why? Because Rabbanon holds God on the right is kosher decision. And Ritzayach is kosher decision. So the Mele, there is no Sphere. True, there is no Sphere. But in regard to punishing Shimon, to giving Yosef for killing Reuben, that we don't accept that Rabbanon. Because other problems lastly, if we got to Kafir in the name, so we don't accept that God by Shimon. So how can we accept that God of Shimon in regard to allow the women to get married? So we take out the money. We don't accept that God in regard to the woman getting married, but we do accept that God in regard to the woman getting married, but we don't accept that God in regard to Shimon being used as a name. So we don't accept that, but he's still giving it to me. Even though he testified that he's postulated. We cannot meet our Misa against Shimon, because he said that he killed women because of the contract. So Paulino Bonus we say. So the question is, why does Ron Bachman say in the Maskon of the Bar that when does the Reisha say that he failed Shabbat needs to mock? When does the Reisha say in Eksavir and Yitzim Mokemachim? So it's the money where they have the meeting in Afeshosa. So it's the money. That is only they say Alusimim Machmas Foshes. But if they say Alusimim Machmas Money, they're not Lemon. Why do they say Moshe? But since they have the meeting, so it's the money is not on the basis of Eksavir, but the money is on the basis of Afeshosa. Apeshimitia, with Mige, Yivre Roshe, Ezimones Amige, Apeshosa. So why do you say, anyway? That's the kasha. The Tramchilevia asks. We do say, after Lach, the play show Rosh, but they own our Doshos Rosh. We now look at Kabila, the kind of little Miss Masm Rosh, the other calling it last. Umanulation Arab, Avaluina Nino, they be my donor to all. Paul, boy, you can have few come Arab to Gnosis. Hi, the kind of Miss Rosh. The kind of high, the way they keep the Russian rice, the possible in the seashore, they keep the place last in the ages. In Amelohoi, our Mrs. Bible, though in Amelohoi, my father in the boy, who called up in King Dosa as in the Russia, in the Kosher Hoi, the Narad Bible, was there a million, the aid of the Mrs. Matu Russia, higher than the apostle of the Atsme. Don't call this last name, who avoid the lips of the Korea, or can name the lips of the Atsme. We need a kosher cholev yisraelo, and we call mokin one of shach. In namely, do say you bade roshe u pas goi, واسه همین قابل بگوه ملوهایی شده های بلو دونی شکاش دین هم آده هست اون دین نمون آده هست دین نمون آده هست اون بویا بسوگین یو من یوم اکازم به رای سکاش های بسوشا وی ترخیم به تاریون بگوه اون مهمن به خود بوه شو آده به عبد و باشه So when we have to resort to Pauline the Buddha, if we say like Harunashi, the government rights is possible in this issue. So without Pauline the Buddha, it would be on the common Tagore, because there would be a spirit. He would say, I am Roshe, so how can we accept Tagore? A Roshe is possible in this issue. Masha'inke, if we don't agree with Harunashi, and we say government rights is possible in this issue, so then, even if we don't say Pauline the Buddha, like Harunashi said, so still Rabbanon can still say that he knows his mistake. Two, we don't break up the Agode into two parts, but we have to accept the Agode in total. So we do accept the Agode in total in respect to the Nosei state. But we don't accept the Agode in respect to Kasha Israelis. That's what the Gemara says. Umbuya Bisugin, Uman Noma Gavin Reis Kasha Misisho, with Tachino Mipaudin and Bure. Umehemon, בכל דיבורי שהוא עודי, דאב דאו רושה, הוקושה לא אוהב ולנסישו, והוא אמרו לזה מקבלים בו אופר, היכן ואיזה דיבורים על עצמי שהוא רושה. והוא לא בקושה לי, מה היא נקסוי את דף י"ז. אבל דאי, נקסף לתאינו, אבל אני סיבונים לנמונים, לא ישנו לנו סימח בסיפושה. אבל מחלוס מון אין, אין לנמון, ולא דאי סמאס מרושה, ועוד הוא אמרו לנו לעבור חד מלמון אפשר. Dimon emes ki libre en urishoi. Vindem lohi, dehoso mu yamin pa vim bure, sohrima dehoso ma vikach si vindem o vim gineidi. Mikomo ke imo yin emonim vim vige, dehiz eksav yode, roze sohrima, dehiz ozo vim zmat mi roshe, uma itami miche, vikroz asugie, du ishte kam lehom vachome, omar asi vim eksav yodo mi, tumok mache, vim lemon, lo ishe lomba nusim achmas mome, vim diska shum taile, dehiz ozo vim zmat mi roshe, virajum u nipire vikach. Weil wir die Seele nur ecken, wie gehen wir zurück in Gott, wie die Nähe ist, wie wir in der Stadt Postel, wo sie und wer ist, wie kam in Monefschach, wie die Gewohren, wie so immer, wie der Leute, auf ihr Nau, Kosche, Kiwi, die Rolle haben, wie die Wiege, Ma, wie kam in Gott, wie die Schmerz, wie Rosche, und mit einem sehr, wie der Achim, wo, wo ich war, wie kam in Reis, wie schon in Sisho, wie kam in Gott, du Hoge, und wir haben, so ist Kashi, why does Rolle Bachome say, that in the case, of the Reishi, where it says that there is a Machmacher, so there is a Mikke. So they say, I'm using the Machmacher's money. So they are not in them, or why? Because of the English Latin Moshe. But we see from the Gemara in Vomes, that according to Rav Yosef, who doesn't say, Pogin the boy. So we cannot break up the Agode into two the boy. Either we accept the whole Agode as it is, in total, or we reject it in total. So still, the Rabbanan say, that Arakti is Nemon. Why is Arakti Nemon? Because Rabbonon, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda hold that God will rise to Kashmir Yitzchak, so there is no Sire. Two, he says he's a Roshi, he's a Reteach, he's a Roshi. A Roshi is also Kosher. He can also testify in the Yitzchak. So the Mele, why does Rabbi Bachome say that in the case of the Reishe, where it takes a little bit of Mokmacher, if they even say, I'm using the Yino Machas Mone, Yino Mone, why the money? Because they declare themselves on the Shoyim, so why do they declare themselves on the Shoyim? But here it's on the basis of Apeshe Osa or Apeshe Yitia. Machas Mige. So on the basis of Apeshe Osa, Apeshe Yitia, Machas Mige, in the Roshe Shoyim. Yes, I'm coming, yes, I'll come in 2 minutes. Yes, I'm coming in 2 minutes. So here, it's on the basis of Mige. So you can wash it, the Mones, on the basis of Mige. So Rabbi Kveger raises that question because Rabbi Kveger assumed that the Mones in the ratio is on the basis of Mige. But we saw from this basis that it's not on the basis of Mige. There couldn't be the Mones of Mige because it's Mige Mokilei. But the reason as to why it's the money, it's not really the money. In other words, here the shtar is in Mikuyim, and the shtar has to be Mikuyim for the Agode. The Agode in total is not Agode Shatzur. But if Bezdin will say Paukina the Bule, but the Bule accepts one Dibu, Sabudin will say, and reject the other Dibu, Anusim Alino Machmas. And accept the other people, Anusi Molino, Machmas Mone, then it will be Agode Shatzur. So since because of Apeshe Osa, Apeshe Itiya, so we cannot, basically cannot say Talmud the Bule. Because of Apeshe Osa, Apeshe Itiya, basically cannot say Talmud the Bule. So there, the reason is why, the reason is why it's the money is not that, is not because it, so the reason is why it's the money is because it, in other words, we do not say, if they say, so then it's the money. Why? Because even though Kitchen and Khazar Magi, but in view of the fact that it takes a good mitzvah machia, so if it takes a good mitzvah machia, so we may say, without the agode, the shtar is not mikuyim. And if the shtar is not mikuyim, so it's not merkel in days of the bezin. If it's not merkel in days of the bezin, so maybe we cannot apply the aloche of kiddush yigi shuvin chayzer magi. So maybe, since because of apesh osar apesh yitia, so maybe because of apesh osar apesh yitia, so maybe we do not say kiddush yigi shuvin chayzer magi. So maybe the other one, mashiikin if they say Anusimoyinu machas momen, so they declare themselves as Rishoyim. So they say they are postulated. So the Mele Dagote is a Reformed Dagote. So the Mele, in this case, it's in the money. Because in the case, because if they say Anusimoyinu machas momen, so they declare themselves as Rishoyim. And if they declare themselves as Rishoyim, So Mimele, if they declare themselves as Rishoyim, so Mimele, we cannot accept the Agode in total. We cannot accept the Agode in total, because it's a repugnant Agode. So, that's why, but in the case where they say, Amusimoyinu machas nefoshe, or Ktanimoyinu, so then it's not on the basis of Nige. Rabbi Kleiner assumed it's on the basis of Nige. So the male is on the basis of Nige. So if Amusimoyinu machmas momen, they declare themselves as Rishoyim, but there is no stire. It is stire in Eden, the Terasades there is a stire. But the Teras Nige, Hoshe, is also the name of Teras Nige. But we see from Teisles and from Rashi that it's not on the basis of Nige. But the reason is why we say Harelu Nemonim in the case of Reishe of Eitagel Eitzomok Machia since it takes Harelu Eitzomok Machia, so it's not Nechto Eidus of Ibezi. Without the Agode, so it's not Nechto Eidus of Ibezi. Only if it becomes Nikuye, then it's Nechto Eidus of Ibezi. So Mele, since they say, Anusimoyinu machas nefoshes, and without their agode, so with the star sheni mikuye, so maybe it's not nechor yisur lebezin. If it's not nechor yisur lebezin, so it's the chayim baharzel lahagi. So maybe it's the money. So the agode in total is agode sheni shotiyum. That's why the Mishnah says that in the case of Eitzagele Yitzmok Machia, so is the one. Now, I would like to have a shiur in Suvis tomorrow, because it's already at the end of this month, so tomorrow I would like to have a shiur.